Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Our foundation scripture is John 12 verses 20 and 21. John chapter 12 verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Someone King Kai Yavusia from Mamuna Chiano Pay, Inwa Sugu Radio Swap, Alabasa International Ministry, ya what Pesano, and anywhere near Shia Casafidi. So, a King Ansamano Payno, you know, your honey in Sampa, it to you, you know, you mua, a tuno, any a tuno back on in Sampano, said your honey, Kirakoma, and itra, a yet it to me, you know, you mua, a yet. Tuno ne tuno baako etifia semose enkwa ifri uwo mo ntiebrade aso
na hila fobo wona oba sorry beso ya fashion asinimo eno oba Filipo ofribe said that we Galilea no nche no beka chere se orua ye pese ehunu Yesu eno oba Filipo ofribe said that we Galilea no nche no beka chere se orua ye pese ehunu Yesu
ke gafri edum kro no eba for me ntiebrade aso
eno frasi fo no ka no wo mu se mo hunu se montumi nya ho hwe hwe we este etudi na chi na hela fo bo na oba sorry ba sorry afashion asinimo na oba Filipo ofi be
said that see for the can we musa munu say yesu we are no share enye yi ti ni bitimi din try to so bitimi akensim fra for yesu no but yesu no dey we are no be here enye yi. I'm telling you, God for kensim funum ni ade wo Europe say yesu ne mary madeline wo ye se me hwe sa abo fra for a crown anyway. Campus is someone Munya, who bet me a cocasa alpha, any animal cramble for one for a see a fool any treated internet so can some for a few years who will be intimate garbage, you know. Tianya! It's all in the mind of God. Sana, my yen a gunner for mother near Muntiminkasa. You boom, come with shit, Tietia Mosokra moon. Look at all the rubbish you call hospitals. This year, we are called our hospital, Germany, and we try hospital. We see free in the came while all quite superior. I mean, her hospital environment. If you say Ghana, you're a chimney papa. Pierre! I mean, her water with them and all that. But the two 5-star hotels were Ghana and Tombe area. Yeah, bonia, yeah, and say, yeah, jam, memo, kebima, min kebia, a memo, hatum. And the people promise heaven and earth, and they deliver nothing. Uoka, woman said, our hands on Waba, and find you could barb or swap, because this voice is getting more vociferous. And the good thing about the grace of God, ladies and gentlemen, right now is that the Ghanaian people, Oyenche, Oyenbele, Jimmy, no, Eti, Nisu, Tia, Yesu, no, Muya, no, Hubi, Dia, Inyi, Tia, Yaka, Fana, Hono. That is what it is. It's what it is. We are yes, we will be there. It is sure if we are set. Many will be in the car. You're too in the cheap. Kind.
Now, hello, for
me. Hello, for me. I want to go back. Fashion us is war. Baba, sorry.
And about Filippo, if you
pay. Bible said, what about Filippo? Will Filippo beside her? And what Galilee and in Chamba catch it? And he said,
all right.
Why?
You're pursuing your
fashion in Tinia by. You're my fashion. And you're pray. You're pursuing your yepesa ye hunu wiase agye nkwa no jefo no ye peni hunu no ye peni su yepesa ye su ese Kristo no me pesa me hunu Yesu Yesu enti na me bai ame diagro kupa ko fo kwa sorry ko pempra fo da pia ye ba so fo ikoko wo monte a sorry man wo mo from sen kramai en kramai Praise the name of the Lord. What about Philippa who free? Beside her, and what Kalalia ninja? Be catch it on this, sir. Who would I? Me perse me who no use. Tien ye. Kasempa. Will you can go about it?
Now, Hila Fobo, and our bass or best of our fashion as cinema. And our bar Philippa free beside the what Kalalia ninja? No, be catch it on this, sir. Ura. Ye perse who no use.
Perse who no use. Yes, Tinamba, sorry. Yes, so far. People get offended when they are not allowed or they don't get an opportunity to meet the preacher and they get offended. So why did you come to church? The preacher came to seek God, so did you. Get it that way and grow. You have been in church for too long to pray for me. You know, and all that kind of funny thing. Me go America, me go home be for. I afraid you bit through say, oh, you know, toilet to swap. Remember, baby, so with the phone and say, Memphis, green paper, not red paper. I catch yourself for brutia. Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, right up to 36. And then I will allow you to take your seats and then we can go to work. I have, you know, I did very well in the W3 service, the first service, and I started on time, I closed on time. I have started the service also very on time, and I'm trusting God to close on time. Because I need to catch up the next service at Alabaster City. They need to get a tail end of the service, so I want to really catch them up before they go. Say amen. It's been a while I visited them. What I wanted to do after much prayer is that things that I don't get the opportunity to be with Alabaster City all the time, I have made little changes, and the changes is that I have redrawn Mama Rita, who have pastored that church since its inception. She has faithfully pastored that church, grew it to a place where we have our own building by the grace of God, a nice cathedral sitting there to the glory of God and everything. I have redrawn her to come and pastor the F5 service, this service, F5. I'm on, sir. As I said, and pastor the F5 service, so that Pastor Amedi will pastor that church. And then I am going every Wednesday. I have a revival meeting every Wednesday at Alabaster City, so everybody who lives around, let's meet up every Wednesday, 6 o'clock, in a place we come with the goodness of God and the grace of God. The Bible said, take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that day come upon you on our words. Take heed. Take heed that to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that the day, that day, come upon you unawares. For as a snare, the scripture said, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the earth. And then he said, watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand. Because whatever we are doing in this life, we shall all stand before the Son of Man. That is why prophetically I quoted Romans chapter 2 verse number 16 this morning. You know, a profoundly prophetical scripture. Romans the 2nd chapter, the 16th verse. The Bible says, in that day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Secrets. God is going to judge secrets. I wonder if they give the Bible to all our public holders to swear to come into office. I wonder if they concede this verse. If they give them the Bible and I say, they say, I Kofi Amoa Oduro Osei, I pledge through faith and allegiance that I will protect, defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. This scripture should be guiding us. Secrets will be judged. Secrets will be hidden out in a tremble to be judged. It will be judged. It's a beautiful service. I give God the glory. I thank God that in these last days we still can have ministries and in this end time that can be able to tell us the credo truth and reveal truth of God's word. Ladies and gentlemen, falsehood have crept into the house of God too much to the point that when we see red, we call it black. Oh, who bet you? You had read here. When you have been with them, when Tiam the better tackle, when Tiam the better was up, when Tia, well, when be a mefaso, they are 12, no matter 12. Tune Tia the tea. And somewhere, oh, no, no tea. Truth has eluded us. As a matter of fact, the Bible even makes it very emphatically, very clear in the book of Amos. He talked, was it what Tanya, what Trinity will corrupt him? Or can somewhere you know, Kreno, a chili say any part? I'm on pet. Will it was a scripture?
Amos chapter 5, verse number 10.
Read it.
What an idiot, Trinity,
what Trinity will corrupt him, Etana.
No, what you do, can somewhere you know,
Kreno, or can somewhere you know, Kreno, a chili. The Bible said they hit him that rebuked in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Turn it into another version. Let's work in the versions very quickly. Same scripture. The Bible said, you people hate anybody who challenges injustice and speaks the whole truth in court. Anybody who challenges injustice, they hate that person. I know, you know, they brought me, I'm surrounded with a lot of journalists. They brought me a news item. A preacher that I've slept with over 30 women. 30 women are making a strong case. No. I can tell you that, you know, at a point in your married life, sex is not a priority. It is not a priority. You rather think of how you can be a better friend and a better husband and a better wife, how we can relate and communicate, things like that. Those are the things that we think about. We grow in our friendship and in our love and all that kind of thing. I thought about it. I've got, we think about things like how to grow and our relationship and our friendship and all that. We want to bring up, you know, and yet the behind tim. No, that is not married. TNA. Akono no wene ya hawa brani mo deliverance. Ninya min tusa akono nimfri wa yase. My father still lives with my mother. I'm the last born to 11 children. My father is 98 years old. My mother is almost 80 something years old. They still live together. You know, so definitely it is not sex by now. Because there is no way it's going to happen. You know, definitely it's not money. It's not prestige. It's not notoriety or all the things you talk about. Now it comes back to love. I love you, baby. You must learn how to say that. Something nicer. Hi, girl. Come on into you. Hi, girl. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we should be telling. Develop. This is where we develop. And the preacher has got a beautiful wife, yet cannot stick to one woman. And that is demonic. Oh yeah, that is absolutely demonic. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs, anybody who cannot control his emotions is like a city without walls. Anybody who cannot control his emotions is like a city without walls. I came to talk to you this morning because we need to come to the place and the cognizant truth and fact that everybody in this place, you are dust. And what do you mean I can't show? Because that is who you are. We are not here. We read something this morning in our morning devotion. Very profound scripture. James chapter 1. Let's read it. Something I saw very profound. You know, James 1 from verse 6. I like the last verse. So James 1 from verse, the Bible says, and when he acts, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown away, tossed by the wind. Verse number 7. He going on to say that man shall not think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. And then verse number 8, possibly that is, you know, he said, for he that is double-minded is unstable in all his deeds. And then went very further to talk about the brother in humble circumstances. Put it in King James because I may miss the revelation I'm trying to derive. A brother, you know, let the brother of low degree rejoice that he is exalted. And then in verse number 10, but the rich in that he is made low, because this is what caught me, because as a flower of the grass he shall pass away. I can promise you without any outer of doubt that the day I die, you guys will put a more uglier suit on me than this one. I promise you. The people will say things like, oh, they will not put my normal labels on me. It can't happen. They will not do that. Because no guele, you will even lose your name, your personality, and your reputation. I'm a bachabu, a dear, a mu, and all that kind of thing. You lose your name to a number. My grandmother, when she passed up, I took her to the mortuary, and then, you know, I said, you know, put her in a nice place, you know, take good care of her. And then I said to the gentleman, she is comfort. She said, names are not acceptable in this place. I was shocked. Names! Inacceptable here, baby. I said, what is acceptable? He said, he is a number. She is a number. I said, what's a number? They slapped her number on her forehead like plaster. They are tearing her mumas. To be believing, I say, numbers. Really? When I look at people in politics and the way some of them can be arrogant, talking, proud, boisterous, you know, boasters, and say all kinds of crazy things, and sir, you are a number. It's interesting, intriguing. Won't be your doom. We will form say team, that's it. Nobody remembers you again. And so on Sunday, when we come to sit in church, we must be able to sumiano and reflect on our lives. That very soon this one will be over and the other will begin. And when the other life begins, what will become of you? Because what you do in this life will determine where you will spend that eternity in the other life. And I'm ready to clearly present that anybody who doesn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ will not make heaven. Clearly, you can't make. Are you clapping or you want to clap? They will not make heaven. So, you know, when we come to sit here, I don't have any business to be telling you there is an open door in America, there is an open door in Germany, there is an open door. Pierre! Germany, I'm not here now. Tell me! Not here now. Mini meska fobi brewaga na umun tu kwenda. Homonsue. Huh? I know a lot of great businessmen, car dealers, and all kinds of people. They have not traveled anywhere. They are here. People are bringing. They have the money. They are buying that stuff. I'm telling you. Ha! Upa! Ma wumfe fwe kwa eti abruchi na wumumna gana ha. Ebe ya wumangwa se wesa wumuhu da 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 da. Atina abruchi lepe me tewase. Wumwe wuhu na deno! Aye dinkeke! Once we talk, Papa Coco, who is a connection man for uncle. This is a serious business. We don't have to be joking with it. We need, I can call Colossians chapter 1 this morning. I think it's verse number 28. I'm not too sure about it. And when we read the particular scripture, you know, it was a scripture that we should make up. Anybody that is a Christian must be able to take time and take stock of your life. Now ya ye ba 31st night ya na ye hu chire ya wa nipa ye hu no ba bi ya di asem obo kwan su na e ma obi ya o show di ye and all that now ye Father Dixon suma peace UTV for momo be cover ye for the first time 30 minutes for free now ye 6 months is gone. Very soon Christmas will be here. And another Christmas would be here. But the scary part of Christmas going and Christmas coming is that whilst it's going, your face is wrinkling. Hey! This thing is too, yeah, I'm telling you. Na nu ni kofi droya, na me ye suko no me, he me ni mapampe muapa. Na nu me bekache de de se, de de mapampe muapa. O se, oh, mapampe mdiye pa ye sa achiu. Obi a wo me papa abusuem bo me fo ni na wo mapampa mu apa ti ana mpese me de me ho bo kwati afo no berenya pawi. Now everybody in this place will have to understand this is stock taking. See, that is why the book in the scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 is very important. Ecclesiastes 7, 1, 2, 3. And you're very, very, very crucial that every Christian born again must know this scripture. A good name is better than precious ointment. The Bible said, for the day of death, and the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. Uda. Look at verse number 2. Remember, William Kenkine. It is better to go into the house of mourning than to go into the house of partying. For that, the house of mourning, is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to heart. I want you to turn this second verse into any, you know, softer version, and let's hear what the Bible has to say. It said, sorrow is better than laughter. It may be sudden your face, but it will sharpen your understanding. Let's go to verse number 2. I wanted to read verse 2. You know, it is better to go into the home where there is mourning than to go into the where there is party, because the living shall always remind themselves that death is waiting for all of us. Tionia! And living. You have a fucking so yes, so we know what's your chin. And you have a cheap blue oil, but you green oil. Miracle healing water. Water. Jesus, we don't know. We are not ready for your madness. I go bubu pure water, dear good bottle, my dear Beijing, I become some fortune nipper. Pure telling you the mind of God. I will put them one mumpe being fat. Yenya bre, a yenya me, a crow for cra, and quachi, and wichuma. Yachia cra, fancy and flubiama. Our teachers can say, a bay funko. Na kana fwe tu din kwa siya se mwechi. Nye tinkubo na nkune pamwa beifua. Enka womwe kuna vrongo nka beifu ni naira. Pia ni hai! Telling you the mind of God. Mwede nisa. And the politicians are believing all this madness. As my sister said, amena ma we winni and winna ma we winni. Now they are fighting over who made who won. And they speak speaking nonsense. You know, national security must be interrogating some of these people to the point that somebody can go to the point of saying that Mudia Monchen will be who you be a bebo president. What but damn? Be how? Huh? The president becomes an asset to the nation. You don't have that right to speak about the president that way. You don't have that right. The president becomes our asset. Then you don't blame you. These people will not be talking nonsense. And because you don't have anybody to be talking truth, and these guys are talking nonsense all over the place. No wonder the state apparatus have given them motor case and police escorts and all that. And that's why they have the audacity to be talking nonsense all over the place. PLA! Look at how wasteful we can spend state resources. Huh? Yes, sir. $350. And somebody goes to play football, appearance fee, $80,000. The truth, ladies and gentlemen, is this. This thing here is not a joke. This is not a joke. Anybody who will be given an opportunity to wear this thing as a jersey, yet the Almighty Nenu Nyam and Asham. When you say, they will say, that was then, this is now. Really? We need to come to the place where we say Black Star is here. We won't give you a pin. Yes, sir. Anybody who wants to patriotically lift up the flag of Ghana, come and wear the jersey. Let's go and play. We have to come to that place. Wouldn't you be more awesome? That's me for PNR! Because selection, any placement, and you will be in some business. You pay, they put you in. Because beat it to bench. This red is a typification, a simplification of the blood of our fathers. This ain't no joke. Like Captain Sergeant Ajiti, Corporal Latipo, their blood is in this one. Captain Mahama, the blood is here. People who were shot to death, General Utuka, a Champon, a Frifa, a Kufu, and all that. I don't care how you would justify that. If they were your fathers, you won't talk nonsense. This is their blood. J.B. Dankwa died in prison. If we take you to the cell where J.B. Dankwa died, you will know that this country is sick. When especially we are into political vindictiveness and political pettiness, you will understand. This one, the enrichment of this nation. Rich! And yet, gotemukankai, containers, baller, all over the place. But this is a sign. Then this is what the Chinese guys have seen. And Aisha Kushinibe. Praise the Lord. God is a judge, and he will give righteous judgments. Wouldn't be more. And this one, the hope of Africa. But when you say a hope, no, a dagotem. Wait, a dagotem. I don't see hope for Africa. When your leaders come, they don't want to go. They are power hungry, greedy men and women. Look at selfless men like Mandela and Mbeki Jr. They serve one term, they step away. Other bright minds shall continue. And yet, you grow free. Recently, Bouteflika was going to stand another election. The guy is in a wheelchair with a massive stroke. His pictures are already out. Bouteflika 2019. Sick in a wheelchair of a president. Africa, bani bani I am. Bani I am. The president, they go, they don't come. Now, I know we mind him. In person, we can't see him because as everyone man, we can't be an acquaintance. We mind him. You know me, yeah. Now, His Excellency, try to. Tiel, Obeti, Hope of Africa. Yes, I hope now more can. Civil servant, to me, a rented plane. Try to rent a plane from here to Kumasi and look at the bill they will bring you. And they can rent a Falcon and fly it beyond Europe and back. And it's party airborne. Same mistake KK Jan did. Died as a poor man. You see, dear, that we do the same thing. It's because I know. When your mama did say post, no, we scared the high plane. The sons are so funny to cry. Papa so funny. You can crab, 100,000 Ghana. You move here, I'm on front street. You are selling your car. It and no enti. Papa so funny. What the name? Enti minkasa. Say say biya. Kofi drew. Ni invite me. I'm call. So I'm sorry. I'm making sa. Let's go film patcho. I know I'm wabano. I'm wabuafu biya. We preaching me pamuom. And I'm say Papa so funny. And he be good. There are fruits that should make us know that this is a Christian. Yeah. Selflessness. As some of the, you know, John chapter 15, and yet fruits in 1 verse 18. John chapter 15. Let's read that particular scripture, and then you know, before we can leave, one of the things, these are some of the things that should really make you know that you are a born again believer.
John chapter 15, verse 16.
Let's hear the word of the Lord. Galatians chapter 5:22. The fruit of the spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is long suffering, and gentleness, and goodness, and faith. The Bible said it is, you know, meekness and temperance, and against such there is no law. Will you can treat me into?
Na ho ma bani odo.
Ho ma bana. Eno odo.
Eni jie.
Eni jie.
Asumjie.
Mo abanu awo kano. Nyamu na mayi me. Mina mayi mo. Munko kosu abana ma bantena. Abanu aye kano. Ibi nu oke kano. Kwe.
Asumjie.
Asumjie.
Abojeshere.
Abojeshere. Aye mayi.
Papa ye.
Papa ye.
Jie.
Jie. You know, sometimes there are things that you don't need to need. You don't need to, for example, you are fighting over a piece of land, or you are fighting over a car or a house or something with somebody. You know that this person, you have a lot of it, but this person doesn't have any. Even though you are right, I am here will tell you that. Let go. Let go. Let go! Two of our neighbors in Alabaster City, they are they, whilst they were doing their thing, they came into our land. And look at it. They've taken this one, it's taken almost half blood. This one is taken almost half blood. You know, and they came to me and said, Papa, please, we made a mistake. I said, you didn't make a mistake. You intentionally took it. But it's okay. Take it. It's fine. We have 32 plots. Why will I be going to fight over one or half? Why? Let them take it. Certainly, we came into this world with nothing. It is certain that we shall return with nothing. Therefore, godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse number 6 downwards. Let's hear the word of the Lord. 1 Timothy 6, 6 downwards. The Bible said, godliness with contentment is great gain. The Bible said, for it is certain, oh yeah, that we brought nothing into this world. And certainly, we will carry nothing. You will carry nothing out. If you have something, you should be thankful to God that at least God has been gracious to me and given me something. We don't boast with them. I have this, I have that. I eat lunch in Ontario, Canada, and I go to defecate in London, Edgeware. Are they? Praise the name of the Lord. Now look at people, some of the reportage that comes and all that. Will be on our teaching me a homo. And their party wins power, they come into power and they give them some little appointment. And you know, they give them a bungalow. And they said, if you don't fix air condition in this place, If Ghana was your private company, will you be running it the way you are running it? Near car say, ah, no, no. You will be butu a him. We are stronger. We miss our sense. I'm telling everybody in this place, fear God and obey his commandment. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Yeah. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep his commandment. For this is the whole duty of man. We are no akofa secret na bishop. Psalm 90 verse 6. Can home to you.
Anopa eye from na efefe enumere ocha na etwintwam. Na eresa obufu mu na yaso obufu she na no. Wo de enumu mu yesi wanim na wo de yankokon bone aba wanim ha.
Look at that. Which verse is that, Willie?
Verse 8.
Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins. And what you wanim from oya no asankofa bishop. If you say, hey, Titi, I won't know your name come, you need to pay deep bone, Papa. I'm catching up. Yeah, why? Yehua, the video be busy at his ID. Now we're farm. And yes, no, the water. Where you cook a monster. And Crawford was a, hey! Walk out here, and Yehua, the ones who are tossed. Now you're saying, hey! Nipa be brave on by your minty. Macoma yet. Commanding yet. I dream pony. When Nipa come him. So you're Christian. When you answer cry. When I'm catching up. I dream pony. When Nipa come him. Who be Jenna Hall, ye be yourself. When you need me and come here, Chancer. Who does it to say him? No, here is how your body of Ufra. Who does it to say him? Oh, please. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Let's finish with that. And time is up. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Listen to the word of the Lord. Look at that. The Bible said very clearly, know ye not that unrighteousness shall never inherit the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived, neither fornicators and idolaters and adulterers and effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. The Bible said in verse number 10, nor thieves, juloi, nor covetous, nor drunkards. When we say they go like nonsense and no money upon the drunkards shall never inherit the kingdom of God. Revilers and extortioners, they will never inherit the kingdom of God. Will
you? And now when I want to know what you're going
to do, I'm not going to do
it. I'm not going to
do it. I'm not going to do it. Also, you're born again. May the tin and ye change. They are too cool, man. No pay. Read the word.
And I'm going to say,
we break all the witches, die. The next day they come and say, die. What happened to yesterday's die? First of all, spirits don't die. Secondly, I need you to understand, you cannot use an authority you are not submitted to. If you are not submitted to the name of Jesus, the authority of the name of Jesus, you can't use it. That is why I take you to be my Lord and personal Savior. I will love you all the rest. If you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, Romans chapter number 10, verse 9 and 10. If you will confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible said, you shall be saved. Yeah. You shall be saved. I like verse number 10 that says that, you know, for with the heart man believed unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Receive double portion. I receive. Let's read Romans, James chapter 1. There is an interesting, James 1:25. Listen to what the Bible says. Very interesting revelation. The Bible says, whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed. So blessing don't just come. This man shall be blessed. You shall be blessed. You be blessed. No, it doesn't work like that.
Verse 25.
Now the
Okoto share adeshidiem bra.
Okoto hwe wonyame adeshidiem mra ni mu.
Ah, edimu na otenamu.
Na otenamu.
Na onye otiefo refifo.
Acho tie wonye tiefo refifo.
Nemo oye ejuma no yefo.
Oye ejuma no eyofo.
Oni no obe shira.
Sandi bano enu obe shira no. Enshira makeke. E won toto ye. Antimia me mama American embassy omo omo toto ye. You want to come receive a visa, go to the bank and pay. When you finish paying, then we give you an interview date. You bring your supporting documents and everything. You fill the form and you come to an interview. You have an interview appointment. You know, you follow your appointment and you come. Or asim ya inu aka. You pesi ya devisa ma e diama. Omo di akure with this. Minya unu obi akuji na say hey. Adianse unu na mose obi beje visa. Minya unu bida. They have placed a travel restriction on this nation. He said, for one more my penny for, you know, one man pet na a bet mom of his penny bien to me on our own soil. You put a restriction on our leaders, basically. Nobody has said anything about it. But now say a cram. If it's on penny for America, Omoko Kase pe
America so dey one of my girlfriends eko shopping. Pioneer at our expense. Obi be ka say, where is your evidence? Nyame be ma evidence. When ni be fra, e be evidence. Who be your stroke? A bare evidence. Where is evidence? A cloud of family say, where is evidence? You who are the more evidence? You're best old robber. What that damn, not Jones or one person. A evidence enough. Where is evidence? We young will be, we're full bed to our evidence. You could have, and our Maya, you bono. Philip of me, Timmy and San Yimua. A yet a duo no nesse, a near sassy so. Nemum, a was so. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 20. A Bible said, for we have a country which we do honor. We have a country we do honor. It is not earthly, but heavenly, where the Christ is and where he will return from. Philippians 3:20. Let's read it. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll go to another version. Let's go into versions. We, however, are citizens of heaven, and we eagerly wait for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come from heaven. Another version. Let's look at it. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Another version. But we are citizens of the state, commonwealth, homeland, which is in heaven, and from also we earnestly and patiently await the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as the Savior. Maybe the last version. But we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly awaiting for him to return. You know, and so I'm no kikayana. It reminds me of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. Very interesting, you know. He said, for he looked, go to the King James, for he looked forward for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker was God. We're talking about Abraham. He looked out for a city which had foundations. So they were not looking for earthly things. But you know, the interesting thing about that particular verse of scripture is that, you know, it starts from verse number 8. Let's start from verse 8. Look at the intro and then we take it a little bit further. By faith, when Abraham was called out to go to a place where he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing where he was going. Now, by faith, he journeyed to the land of promise. I want you to note the word promise. Note it. We will come back for that. As in a strange country, dwelling in tents or tabernacles, which Isaac and Jacob are hers with him in the same, watch the word, promise. Go to the next verse. Interesting. For he looked for a country which had foundations, whose builder and architect is God. Go to the next. Maybe let's jump to the next two. Go to 12. The next one. 13. Let's work 13. You know, look at this. These all died in faith, not having received. The promise, you know, they didn't receive it. They did not receive the promise. But having seen them afar off, they were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers. Pioneer! and pilgrims on earth. So promise and the crowd was not a priority because they could see a country and they realized that on this earth they were strangers and pilgrims. Put that particular verse in another version. Let's hear that. Any other version is fine. Put it there. The Bible said, all these people die still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what they were promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners on earth. Let me hear what the GNT will say. Possibly because it compresses the whole thing. It was in faith that all these persons died. They did not receive all the things that God promised, but from a long way off, they saw them and welcomed them and admitted openly that they were foreigners and refugees on earth. How were difone, wa bofone, wa angels ne, wa master major prophets ne, wa prophet ones and threes and fours. No, mihen mujapa. And grow for timi jamu, timi jamu. Abraham crossed wa yehowo namo. Pioneer. Abraham crossed wa yehowo. What for ye timi jamu says you mother. You know me. Who are you? Who are you? We are all. We am from. We am from. What is a car time? It is that one woman bedroom. What you are? Can into me go be. What is a football? Made the pin woman into me ned it be. From an eye or say. Susukasa. Susupeja meti. Susu ye je ni a hand time. Susu tete wo yere eni ukuno. Ya. Susu chira wo chira be manu oso peso ware unu. E mebi chira wo moho pa. Me kayo. Se inji nkuro nwa na abosu wo kan fu oton. 5 cities. Wo inji no ebi ya na abosu wo kan fu oton. Biko ye crusade wo Cape Coast. Girls inu e jineji na Cape Coast castle hono. 1 city. Girls, young girls, ninu fukurenya mo boy. 1 city. Itinache se mikita 20 years. Meche wo Cape Coast. 2. Susu chire o. Mrs. Yashi jeans. Bro, 200 powder. Who's that? Wait. So you didn't answer your phone.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.